the latest edition of the NAREIT REIT Report podcast. Joining me today to discuss upcoming changes to how the EPA calculates its Energy Star scores for commercial real estate is Leslie Cook, EPA Energy Star Program Manager. Thanks for joining us today, Leslie.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Leslie, first of all, could you start by explaining when the changes come into effect and why they're being made at this time?
Yes, so the release of the score updates will happen on August 27th. So when folks log into Portfolio Manager, all the updates will have been done. And what has triggered this update is that our Energy Star models are always based on what we have as the most recently available market data. So until now, the most recent data set we had was the 2003 Commercial Buildings Energy Consumption Survey, or CBEX, that's put out by the Department of Energy. So they have now made the 2012 survey data available, so we're updating our models to reflect that. I would note that typically these updates happen somewhat gradually, so every 4 years or so. However, there was a 9-year gap between the available CBEX survey data. So this round of updates may have a more pronounced effect than previous updates. So that's why we've been really focused on outreach to help our partners prepare.
And scores are expected to fall on average, but that's really a good thing, isn't it?
Yes, on average, you're right, the Energy Star scores for most building types will go down. When we analyze the 2003 CBEX survey as opposed to the newer 2012 survey, we do see an aggregate decrease in building energy use overall, which is great news. The buildings across the U.S. are getting more efficient, but that does mean that typically the scores will go down. But, you know, our primary goal here at EPA is to provide our partners with the most accurate and up-to-date performance metrics. So that's very important for us to keep these models updated. So it is a good thing because our portfolio manager users will get a more accurate picture of how their buildings compare to their peers across the nation and how that performance changes over time. So this is key information in helping building owners and managers and service providers to make smart decisions about building operations and more capital improvements. So we are committed to keep these metrics updated.
And which sectors are expected to see some of the largest declines in their Energy Star scores?
Yes, on average, schools, K-12 schools, offices, and retail scores are expected to have the largest decline. But it's good to note, though, that this is average and an estimate on the national level. So, you know, each building's Energy Star score may increase or decrease to a varying level, depending on its energy use, things like fuel mix, business activity, property type, and other variables. But schools, offices, and retail scores are the types of buildings we expect to see the largest decline.
And are there any sectors where scores are expected to rise?
Yeah, and again, because the exact scores changes for specific buildings may vary, we have estimated, though, on average, that hotels will see, on average, about a 1-point increase in their 1 through 100 score. But because the projections are based on averages, buildings in other sectors may see an increase as well.
And finally, do you have any practical advice for REITs in terms of how best to prepare for the calculation changes?
Yeah, we do. So because all of the information, all of the metrics, including the scores that are getting updated on the 27th of August, will impact all historical benchmarking data in Portfolio Manager accounts. We do recommend that your listeners may want to document their building's current scores and metrics before the update if they're taking part in any third-party programs. For instance, there's maybe some reasons they want to document their pre-update scores. This is actually quite easy to do in Portfolio Manager for one building or for a whole portfolio of buildings using our reporting features. So that's what to do right before the update because we will not be maintaining those old scores after we do the release on the 27th. I'd also say to learn more and spread the word We do have a really extensive and easy to share communications toolkit on our score update homepage. So we would recommend that you go there and check it out. That includes template social media content, some fact sheets, and links to upcoming webinars. And I would give a sneak peek that this fall we are going to be really focusing on a new suite of materials and guidance that help identify energy savings and increase scores and reduce energy costs. And we have a webinar coming up on September 12th, so folks can go and register now for that. And we'll be focusing on raising scores and increasing efficiency throughout the fall.
Okay, great, Leslie. Thanks so much for speaking with us today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And to our listeners, be sure to visit NAREIT's website, REIT.com, to listen to previous episodes of the REIT Report.